Coming to you live from the Hall of Truth, it's the Nate Darling Show.
Fire a warning shot across her nose.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, relax, good citizen.
Nothing! You've got nothing!
Here's Nate.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode. Welcome back, Jason.
What's going down?
Apparently your immune system.
Yeah.
Jason and I talking a little bit before the show. It was a bad scene last week for you.
Well, it's just, it's crazy. My asthma's just gotten really bad in the last 2 years. Like, since I came back from San Diego.
Oh, wow. That's weird.
Yeah, it's funny. Anyhow, last year wasn't as bad, but this year's been or worse. But it turned out that I think it's just my allergies, but it was a really bad, like, it was horrible, horrible, horrible allergies. Like,
yeah, we didn't want to risk you being here either.
Yeah.
So it's probably for the best. Kareem running late. He texted that he was running late and to start without him. So we have.
Oh, there we go.
We're just going to talk about shit today.
Let's do it.
That's what we're going to do. Clear that throat out. So how was your week? We haven't seen you in a couple of weeks other than being sick. What was the haps?
So there was the weird, strange, bizarre, day at the Comedy Spot, which was kind of like just a bunch of weird, strange, bizarre shows. One of the teams that I've been coaching, I did a show, which was, they did a great job. It was really great to see them, and like I think that they learned a lot, and they felt good about their set.
Oh, good deal.
So, you know, that's good. So there's that, and then you know, spend time with the family and whatnot. This last weekend had like an impromptu family day where my cousin and my brother, like my cousin and brother's families, showed up and had barbecue beef sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, barbecue pork sandwiches. My buddy EJ's been in town, so I've gotten to see EJ a couple of times, and he's usually like, so it's been pretty, except for the 3 day period where I thought I was going to die. It's been going pretty well. But they did put me on a new medication. I'm seeing like a specialist now, a pulmonologist. He gave me this new medication, which, has some horrible side effects. Like it makes me shit. Like it gives me diarrhea.
All right.
Which sucks asshole.
More cheese.
It hasn't been too bad, but I've also only been taking it every other day. I start taking it every day tonight.
Thanks for waiting till after the show.
Yeah, no problem. I took it 2 days ago, right? Cause every other day where like I took it on Saturday night. But like I didn't start having the poop problems until today. So yeah, sorry buddy. I can't go swimming. That sucks.
Well yeah, you can't go swimming if you get that.
So I got that drug, and the other thing it does is like weight loss and decreases your appetite. I'm like, that's a bad side effect. Like it's like rapid weight loss can happen with this. So I'm like, shit, maybe I get down to my goal weight.
I just got notification that Kareem is here.
What?
Kareem is here.
You want me to go?
If you could go let him in, I'm gonna play a little bit of music here, not necessarily as an interlude, but. Kind of some sad news this past week as the DJ Avicii passed away suddenly. Darkness, 28 years old. And even if you don't know the name Avicii, you definitely know this song because it was everywhere a few years ago.
So
The song really ironic when you're found dead in your hotel room at 28. Mm-hmm. Avicii.
Oh, okay.
Or as I famously called him on this show once, Avicil. as I didn't know that it was two I's, it looked like two lowercase L's to me.
Gotcha.
That's when I knew it was time to increase the font size.
Mm, yeah.
This is also the most Shazam song ever.
Really?
Because people hear it and they're like, who is that? I know this song. Who the hell is that? And they forget. This is another. Here's another one of his really big hits. We'll spring to head in a second.
Hey, brother, there's an endless road to rediscover. Hey, sister, know the water's sweet, but blood is thicker. Oh, if the sky comes falling down for you, there's nothing in this world I wouldn't do.
So even if you don't like EDM, I mean, this is just good tunes. And for everybody's like, well, so what did he do? He produced it. Somebody else is singing, yeah, but he's the one who put it together and actually got an airplay, or else you would have never heard this song.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have been sad for you. Sad for you, I say. No cause of death as of yet, but he had acute pancreatitis from doing a lot of heavy drinking.
Yeah.
So, 28. Unbelievable. We also lost Vern Troyer this week, too.
It's the end of a seven-year cycle.
Vern Troyer, mini-me.
Wasn't he 49?
49.
Yep.
Oh, there you go.
That's another end of a seven-year cycle.
Huh. So kind of some sad news this week. Also earlier today as we record this, some asshole drove a van onto a sidewalk in Toronto and killed 9 people.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you're that fucktard on social media going, what are you going to do, ban vans now? I want to drive to your house and punch you in the nuts.
Yeah, please.
Because it's just stupid. Don't be stupid.
Don't be an asshole.
Right. Don't be an asshole. The Second Amendment, I like the last half of it. Not the first half. I only read the second half.
Because well, that's the part that says what you wanted to say, right?
Right, right.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Isn't it ironic that the people who only claim the second half of that Second Amendment are the same people who would never read past the first paragraph of any article ever?
And a lot of them also share that idea of reading parts of the Bible that no longer apply. And applying them to whatever they want to.
Or they just cherry pick what they like.
Well, that's exactly
it. Yeah. Oh, that's what we do. Okay. Yeah. The Second Amendment starts with the words, a well-regulated militia being essential to security.
To save us from the darkness.
Which, by the way, what well-regulated militia are you a part of? I want to see some documentation on that. And if you are, in fact, a member of a well-regulated militia, okay, enjoy your gun. But I guarantee you're not. So in Nashville, Tennessee, over the weekend, some asshole ran into a Waffle House wearing nothing but a green jacket and an AR-15 and started shooting people. He killed 4 people, shot 2 others. One, I think, is in critical condition. They did track him down.
Yeah.
Earlier today and brought him into custody, which prompted Black Twitter to start in with, well, police can apprehend a white guy without killing him. There's plenty of black guys in jail who weren't killed, Kareem. Let's be honest. They need to do the work.
Well, no. No, I'm not even entertaining that. No. you can be black and you can be killed for Skittles.
Sure.
Skittles, a cell phone. Loose cigarettes.
They arrest literally thousands
Sandra
of black.
Bland.
They arrest literally thousands of African American guys every year without killing them.
Yeah, but they didn't kill anybody in that before that.
Either way, I mean, It's mixing.
It's not mixing. It's the fact that you keep killing unarmed people, but you have the last four mass shooters.
Mm-hmm. They took them all in.
They took them all in.
The ones who didn't kill themselves.
The ones who didn't kill themselves. They took them all in. Not only did they take them in, they pretty much just walked them in. The kid in Florida, he walked away with the rest of the kids.
Yeah, well, yeah, he was making his escape at the time.
Yeah.
The one in Nashville looked like he got rubbed in the dirt a little bit.
He was fine.
Yeah. Of course he was fine. The other person that ended up being fine is the customer that, disarmed the guy and threw the rifle over the countertop.
Imagine how you can do that without any training and not end up killing somebody. In that process?
Again, yes, but it's not the same situation. I know you want to make these equivalencies, and they're just not there. And so, this guy's a fucking hero for what he did. And everything that... What's it, James Shaw Jr.? Jr. the third? It's James Shaw. Disarmed the guy, took the gun away from him, threw it over the counter, ended up getting shot in the arm.
Yep.
Burned his hand on the barrel and prevented quite a few more people from being killed. So why is it? And Johnny Taylor has commented multiple times. He has a joke that's not really a joke, that he's more worried about a white guy with a bowl cut than any Muslim terrorist. And every time I see one of these shootings and it's a white guy with a bowl cut, I'm like, God damn it, again?
Yeah.
Again. Again.
Should start profiling white guys with bowl cuts.
We should. Absolutely.
But
absolutely. Oh yeah, you should also profile them if they were arrested at the White House carrying a gun too.
Yeah.
Don't give it back to him because he claimed he's a sovereign citizen.
Oh no, that should have been your reason to keep it right there.
Of course.
But he was white, so, you know, it doesn't matter.
Unfucking believable.
Yes.
Unfucking believable. First of all, that guy should have never had access to any firearm, let alone an AR-15 or something with that amount of killing power.
Yeah.
But
yeah, if you're white, you can get into a place in the White House that you're not supposed to and get your guns back. By pretty much saying fuck the police, because that's what you say. Fuck the government. That's what you say when you say you're a sovereign citizen. You can get your guns back at that. But if black, you can get killed with a cell phone by the police.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not a false equivalence. It's a fact.
Okay. There are two facts that aren't necessarily related.
No, they are related,
but they're not.
They are.
I know you think they
are. No, they are. Because of the fact...
You can yell at me all you want, Kareem, but that doesn't mean you're right.
So, Nate, if me and you are in the same place,
mm-hmm.
and you steal something, and I steal something, which one do you think... What do you think our sentences are going to be?
That's different than the police shooting people. Historically, you would get a harsher sentence.
Why is that?
There's no logical reason. So
no, there's a logical reason.
Well, I'm going to go with racism.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, that's the logical, that is the reason. So that is the logical reason.
Right. There has been this whole thing throughout America's history that African Americans are bad people.
Right.
So therefore, they're up to no good.
Right.
They're doing something bad.
Right.
Et cetera, et cetera.
So therefore, when people see you and they see me as a criminal and they see you as a white guy. Just a plain, non-threatening white person. So that is always the case. There's not an exception to that rule.
And I understand that. I completely understand what you're saying.
And so therefore, those things are always in play. It's always in play.
Just here's the other thing, though, and I hate the fact that I have to come over and make this part of an argument. The cops shoot plenty of white people too. Now, percentage wise, they shoot more black people than white people, but with sheer numbers, they shoot more white people, and they shoot plenty of unarmed white people too. because they get spooked by something, somebody yells gun, and they open fire.
White people's interaction with police are way different. I have enough white friends to know that the disrespect that black people get from the police,
sure,
white people don't tolerate, not even slightly tolerate. So everything gets escalated when it becomes like they're being disrespected by a police officer. It goes from 0 to 50 in 2 seconds. So it's not the same.
No, but you are trying to say that every black person with a cell phone gets shot by cops.
No, not everyone, but there's more of a likelihood that I will be shot with having a cell phone or killed. I don't even have to be shot. I could be Johnny Gamage, who was driving his cousin, or who was driving a Jaguar in a suburb in Pittsburgh, and who had the police choke him out. I could be that guy.
Yeah,
They said he had a gun and it was a cell phone, and he was trying to move so he could breathe, and they said that was resistant, so they ended up killing him.
Yeah, chokeholds are illegal, by the way, and they shouldn't be using them on anybody. Anyway, by the way, here's the really irritating part. You and I are on the same side, and I don't even know why, but it's just. But first of all, I'm done. If I hear anybody just randomly refer to someone who happens to be African American as thugs, I'm done.
Yeah,
done with that. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Someone referred to Stevante Clark as a thug. Whether he is or not, the facts before us are that he's a mentally ill person who is going through not only being mentally ill, also going through severe trauma.
Yeah.
Emotional trauma.
Yes.
So it's not, you can't just go, oh, well, he's a thug. Well, I don't know. You don't know if he's a thug. You can't fucking assume that he's a thug.
Thug is a new way of just saying the N-word.
Yeah.
I mean, like, generally, as soon as I see the way that somebody uses it, I know exactly what they mean. And like,
so if you start to hear yourself going, those thugs, really stop yourself and think about what you're saying and why you're saying it a certain way.
Well, who's a thug? What qualifies as a thug in your head when you think of thug?
What did they do to deserve that moniker of thug? What exactly did they do? Do they live in a bad neighborhood?
And then, News 10 did a study that shows that Meadowview's actual crime rate is pretty much on rate with all of the rest of Sacramento. You actually live closer to the worst part of Sacramento, which is Richards Boulevard. That's like at 20%. But everywhere else in Sacramento is like 5% of crime like throughout the city.
To be fair, Richards Boulevard has like one apartment complex.
I know.
And a ton of homeless people.
Yeah. But that's like for violent crime, Meadowview is on par with the rest of the city.
But it has that reputation.
It has a reputation, yeah.
It has that reputation.
And that's the idea of how policing is done, like, in the first place. And, you know, I mean, that's a tough part, too. It's not having people from those neighborhoods and from those areas that live there and having people commute from Folsom or from Galt or from, you know, any other, you know, white suburb there is, you know, where it's predominantly, like, and going to Meadowview, which already has a stigma on it, like, you know, that's at issue and a number one issue. Like, I mean, watching there's that Flint documentary on Netflix where they actually just follow the Flint police and like how shitty that situation is there. And the cops that are the cops you can tell that are the good cops are the ones that are from there, that are living there, that are part of the community, and the ones that are assholes, the ones, yeah, I came here to get because I knew I was gonna find some action.
Yeah.
I mean, like, there's cops that actually say, like, and it's like, you can see there's a difference, and like, anyhow, it's.
But that is the whole purpose. Like the LAPD recruited, white men from the South to be police back in the 50s and 60s. And so that they could bring that level of racism to
Oh, I thought it was for their genteel Southern charm.
Yeah, no. And so that's what you end up with.
Sure. Yeah. In other news, I'm not sitting in a window seat on Southwest ever again.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say that. This past week, they had an engine blow up on a Southwest plane. Broke out a window, and some poor woman got sucked halfway out the plane.
Yeah.
They pulled her back in, tried to do CPR, but was blunt force trauma was what killed her.
Yeah, and part of the problem with that one was the plane manufacturers had said that there were some issues with those engines. And they were supposed to be doing inspections.
Well, now they are.
And the inspections didn't go with the airline's timetable.
Yeah.
And so now now you don't have a choice, but yeah.
Yeah, they pulled them all in for inspection. The woman was, the flight was from New York to Dallas. It landed in Philadelphia. The pilot was a female captain who had been in the Air Force.
Yeah.
And if you get a chance to go back and listen to...
Actually, she was in the Navy.
A Navy? Okay. Yeah. How she handled herself on the radio.
Yeah.
With air traffic control. It was incredibly calm and controlled, and considering everything that was going on around her, I mean, you know, sure, Sully put the plane down in the river. He didn't have someone flopping around and banging on the side of the plane while he was doing it.
Yeah. One of the passengers said he would pay extra to have her as his pilot.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you wouldn't. And after the whole thing, she came out into the cabin and talked to all of the passengers, made sure they were okay on their way out. Thankfully, only one person was killed in the whole thing. But good Lord. 43-year-old community leader and mother of two.
Yeah. And Southwest, I think they gave everybody like a $5,000 check and I think it was like a $1,000 flight voucher like the next day, all of those people on that flight.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying that they didn't sit around to try to.
No, no. Yeah. No, there's no reason to sit around and wait on that.
So they did that the next day. So,
moving on from sad to crazy, Alex Jones.
This is actually good news.
Is his empire in trouble, Jason?
Hell yeah, it is.
he's being sued by the parents of Sandy Hook victims, because one of his big things that he'd been doing is claiming that that Sandy Hook was nothing but a false flag operation put in place by actors to scare people about gun control. Now back in 2009, he was earning something around $1.5 million a year, peddling conspiracy theories about 9/11 vaccines and the New World Order. 9 years later, his entire business model is transformed. These days, according to estimates, he could be pulling in as much as $25 million. InfoWars, the website he founded to promote his media empire, doesn't focus on selling subscriptions to his videos or DVDs of the documentary films he used to make. Rather, the business is marketing dubious, useful dietary supplements to an audience that has ballooned in size as Jones' profile has increased. His stature grew during the Obama years as a number of patriot groups spiked. Patriot means racist, and a certain subset of Americans looking to make sense of the world turned to theories like Obama's birth certificate as a forgery, which Jones was keen to spout. In Obama's second term, Jones began marketing products like Super Male Vitality, which was a combination of roots, bark, and fruit extract, and Survival Shield X2, which was just simple iodine.
And all of the people that have been harassing those families based off of his,
right.
Yeah. So now he's back to the, he's back to his divorce for his divorce. What did he said in the trial for his divorce? Oh, it was just a part of my act.
It's an act. It's all an act.
I don't really mean it. It's just an act.
It doesn't matter if it's an act. If you incite people to violence, I don't care if it's just an act. Yeah. There are consequences to your actions, so we'll sort of see kind of how it all comes about. I know, Kareem, you sent me a thing saying that he had come out and said, "Oh, it was, you know, I I didn't, whatever it was, I didn't mean that or whatever it was. Yeah. I couldn't find anything other than the article you sent me that corroborated that. So I don't know if he has or if he hasn't, but he's a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
I think we can all, and everybody in the room can agree on that.
Oh, when they set his ass down to be, when the lawyer sit him down and start talking to him.
When he was deposed?
Deposed, yeah. Once that happens, then all of that shit will change.
Yeah, it's going, oh, it's all an act. I'm a performer. It's all okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know what you're talking about.
He might be smart enough to listen to his lawyers.
You know what? He's not as dumb as he pretends to be.
Yeah.
He knows there's an audience for his hate and his nonsense, and that's what he's been catering to. But his chicken's coming home to roost. By the way, speaking of chickens, some asshole in this neighborhood got a rooster. And by the way, they don't just do that in the morning. All fucking day. All fucking day.
And sometimes in the middle of the night.
Sure, yeah. Sure. Thankfully, it's at least a block away, so it's not like it's so loud. But I'm like, are you fucking serious? What part of... Now, here's your racist comment of the day. What part of Mexico did I wander into?
Yeah.
Now, to be fair, it could just be some hipsters who want to have their own eggs.
That's
who don't know any better.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna walk back. I'm gonna walk that back. All right, Kareem. This one's one of your people. Police are looking for a man wearing a "Make America Great Again" hat and shirt. You know your people, who allegedly shouted racial comments at another man and then pushed him onto the subway tracks last Friday night. The suspect got into a verbal fight with a 24-year-old man around 8 p.m. Friday on northbound train number 4 approaching Union Square Station in New York. Police say the suspect made derogatory statements about the Latino victim's ethnicity in the course of the fight. Specifically, he is thought to have accused Mexicans of coming to this country to bring drugs and take jobs. The two men got off the train at 14th Street, where the suspect punched the other man repeatedly before shoving him onto the subway tracks and fleeing to the L train platform. The victim's friend and bystander helped him off the tracks. He was treated at a hospital for a head cut. NYPD described the suspect as a heavyset black man in blue overalls with a red hat and shirt displaying the slogan first popularized by President Donald Trump on the campaign trail.
That don't even sound right.
So are you claiming this is a false flag? Is this a false flag operation? Someone in blackface?
I was looking at it finally came up on my phone. I'm looking at the picture.
Right. It's tough. It's tough to tell. So I'm like, what is going on here? It's a surveillance photo. So it's not going to be super accurate. He looks a little like William the Refrigerator Perry.
Yeah.
Not.
And he lives in New York. How the fuck there's no Mexicans in New York. They're all Puerto Ricans.
Look, when you're racist, anybody who sounds Hispanic, they're like,
he can't be. He's got to be from somewhere else.
To be fair, they did use the word Mexicans in quotes in the news story.
Yeah, he can't be from New York.
No. Of course not.
Yeah. He's from somewhere else and just got to New York because no.
I was like, oh, hey, I did not see the president come out and go, hey, one of my African Americans over there.
Yeah. Like, he is not from New York. He's from somewhere else and he's in New York. He's probably not even in New York anymore. He's probably went back to the South somewhere.
To wear his Make America Great Again hat.
Yes.
We got the hat and shirt combo. All right. I went to GameStop this past weekend and I'm not the only one. I have an issue with GameStop too, and I'll tell you what it is in a second.
I do too.
Okay. We'll get to this story in a second. Yeah. So I went to GameStop. I got a couple games. Actually, I got three games, traded in three games. Fine. Bring one of them home, go to install it. It says it's installing. And then I go to play it and it goes, scroll down for more info. And I'm like, what? So I go down and then there's like, just info things. Then there's a three little dots and I click on the three little dots and it says, buy this game for $44. And I'm like, motherfucker, I bought this game. So now I have to go back to GameStop. Thank God I kept my receipt.
Yeah.
Now I have to go back to GameStop and go, what the actual fuck is this? It does not install.
Huh.
Now I'm hoping that they simply go, oh, we're sorry. Here's another copy of NBA 2K18.
That's weird. What kind of system do you have?
PS4.
That is really weird.
It is really weird. I also at the same time bought the new this year's version of MLB The Show. That installed perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Played great. Graphics are beautiful.
I wonder if it's because somebody had it before, if it took that code.
It was a used copy, but that should not make a difference. They sell used games all the time.
Yeah, yeah, they do.
It's not the same as it's not like a game code.
Yeah. I got, well, the 2K18 I got this year, I got it offline. I just downloaded it.
Yeah. I've been leaning toward maybe doing that because you don't get a lot back for them, but goddamn, I got $750 back for it.
Yeah.
And $750 is $750 because they don't discount it if you just take the code and download it.
Yeah.
I'm like, make the fucking plastic, motherfuckers.
So, Black Friday is when you buy your video games.
Well, when you want the NBA game, you wait until April when it's discounted.
Yeah.
No, Black Friday is discounted.
Yeah, there's different ways. No,
Black Friday, okay, so I do this every year. I did it with a PS4 before I even got the PS4. On Black Friday, they pretty much sell all their games at half off.
Yeah. They do.
That's essentially what I paid for this.
Yeah. But so I'm just saying, so instead of waiting until April, you can get it on Black Friday for half off.
But I was buying gifts for other people for Christmas on Black Friday, Kareem, because I'm not selfish.
So
I am a selfish asshole on Black Friday. I am buying myself. Look, I am buying my games and I'm not buying games the rest of the year. So I'm buying my games for the year on Black Friday,
man,
for maybe Madden.
I am a game, like, that's what I do, is game. I play video games, all right? And I buy games a lot. And what I finally just eventually, now what I do, I buy them a lot, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I buy them all online now. And I buy them online now and just digitally download them because, a couple of reasons. First of all, you're gonna have it forever. Like, it's not going to accumulate anymore. So I can delete it off my Xbox, not have to worry about it, and I'll always have that game available to me on any Windows 10 computer that has Xbox gaming on it, which they all do, or my Xbox. And I don't need the disc. You know, it's just one less thing. So that's kind of the main reason that I did it, because, like, sure, it's theirs. So, like, right now I have, because of the digital games that I bought and also because of free games you get, but I have 168 games that I have that are digitally downloaded on my, like, that I can play, at any time. Now, I do get like 3 games a month free from Xbox, but yeah, I mean, like, that's how I get all my games, like, and I do that. But I now subscribe to Xbox Gaming, their Game Pass, because all of their exclusive games come out on that, and it's $9.99 a month.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So,
Here's the reason why it doesn't make as much sense for me. Here's what I buy for games. I buy MLB The Show every year, and I want the new copy. And when I got the new copy, I don't want the old copy for anything.
Yeah.
It's sort of like Madden. You don't go back and play old Madden.
I get rid of it.
Here's the thing. You get rid of it, but if I can trade it in and get a few bucks, that's why I'm like, here's the thing that's a real pisser. Make the digital download $5 less. Just make it $5 less. You don't have to, the manufacturers don't have to deal with any of the plastic, any of the shipping. Make it $5 less. I am all in on your download.
Yeah. That's absolutely a good point. And that's, I wish they would do that.
I mean, this isn't GameStop's fault, just for whatever reason.
You know what? Oh my God. Fuck GameStop, though. I just gotta say, never ever use fucking GameStop again. Like, just fucking don't ever use
them. But what if I joined their loyalty program again?
Fuck them. They don't care about you. You're not part of any loyalty program to them. You're just another fucking number.
It says
they
don't give a
fuck. They don't give a fuck. They do not give a...
Not like Xbox.
No. I sold my fucking Xbox 360 to them, right? When I got my Xbox One. Because I didn't need my Xbox 360 anymore. So I sold it to them, but I made sure that I erased all my stuff off, right?
Mm-hmm.
You format the disc. So I formatted the disc. And then I say, hey... Yeah, I mean, I've had this Xbox for, like, you know, 3 years, and it has a lot of, you know, I just want to make sure you guys wipe them also. Oh, yeah, we wipe them also. All right, cool. All right, cool. Thank you. And I sold it to them, got my money, got all that stuff.
like 4 months later, 5 months later, no, 6 months later. It was 6 months later. I go on a trip for to an improv camp similar to the one I went to a couple months ago, and I get there, and the day that I get there, all of a sudden I get a notification that my account's almost like completely empty, like some, and so, like, I look and I see it, and it's like $280 worth of downloads on Microsoft on Xbox for so like basically they did not delete my shit off the, like, they did not do the second like level thing that they needed to do to make sure some scammer couldn't get my information.
Oops.
Yeah. So when I tried to fix this, all right, first of all, Microsoft gave me my money back. No problem. Like, that day. Like, it took, of course, it was a holiday weekend, so I didn't get it back right away.
Because digital downloads cost them nothing.
Yeah. And they just gave it all back to me. Well, and then they can refuse the licenses to them, too.
Sure.
Just, like, delete them off my account. Like, yeah. So they, it can't even be played. So, no problem getting the money back. I call up GameStop to be like, hey, what the fuck, dudes? Like, what the fuck's going on? Who do you sell this shit to? Where does it go? Because this is what happened, and you guys need to figure out who has it, because they can track all that information. Like, they know what serial number went where, and they can figure out, get an idea of who it went to, you know, or that they didn't do. They did not give a fuck about anything. They did not say they were sorry. I would have taken a sorry. And I've been going to GameStop since they first opened. Like, I did all my stuff through them because I was like you, Nate. And I felt the exact same way you do about getting rid of my games. And then they didn't even say I was sorry, that they were sorry or apologize. They were nothing but assholes and dicks to me after spending like an hour on hold multiple times. Like, and I was just like, I'm never ever stepping foot in, and I'm never going to buy anything from one of your stores. I go into them.
See, there was your mistake.
But
you don't get on the phone. You go into the store.
No, I did go into the
store. And you confront them.
I went into the store also, and they did not give a fuck.
Well, no, they don't. You know why? Because they get paid dick.
Yeah.
And they don't care.
They told me I had to call. That's what they told me.
Of course. They're like, we're not going to deal with you, sir. You need to call.
Yeah.
And you're like, what you should have said was, fuck you. I'm not going to call. Like, you call.
Yeah.
And then they would have called the police. If you were like Kareem, they would have called the police.
Yeah, they would have.
They would have.
I've seen them threaten to before.
Hey, they called the police on some black women in the golf course in Pennsylvania.
What were they doing there, Kareem? Come on. That's the double whammy. They're women and they're black. Come on. What are they doing on a golf course? I don't understand any of it. All right. So back to GameStop. This could be Jason. Oh, no. You're here and this guy was arrested. Georgia police have identified the man who burglarized the GameStop store while wearing the world's worst disguise. The plastic wrapping used to package a case of water bottles. That's what that is. The outer plastic.
Jesus Christ. I was trying to figure out what it said. Now I can see it says water.
It says, well, I believe it's smart water, which definitely not this guy. Oh, boy. Oh, it's a heavyset white guy. Like, we didn't know that already. Cops report that Kerry Hammond Jr.
Was he stealing or was he work here?
Is that really what he looked like? That looks like a Photoshop photo, man.
It does. Well, he's got a C.
That looks like a Photoshop photo.
I know, it's terrible. they arrested him on a pair of felony charges and booked him into jail.
It looks like he's in the middle of a multi, like a bluish white meatball. Like, it looks like you can see, like, or like the face on Mars.
Yeah.
Like,
The 22-year-old Hammond is accused of hiding his identity by wearing a plastic wrapping around his head. He's 6'1 and 275 pounds. No, he's not. He's bigger than that. He did a poor job obscuring his face. That's what Jason's talking about. He looks like he's wearing a spaceman helmet. Oh, he's also got a really distinctive tattoo on his right forearm. Long sleeves, dipshit. He was driving a white 2006 Ford Taurus. Come on! He's got two other active felony warrants charging him with burglary and criminal damage to property. He's been dubbed Big Dasani by one. There he is, Big Dasani. The tags on this story are Georgia and Dumbass.
Big Dasani.
Big Dasani. Meanwhile, in other burglary news, This is not Big Dasani. Upon returning home from work, a Louisiana resident discovered a woman naked in her bathtub and eating her Cheetos.
That sounds about right.
According to an arrest affidavit, the victim found the stranger inside her Monroe home around 5 p.m. When she confronted the intruder, the woman told cops the naked burglar claimed that, quote, an unknown male told her to break into the victim's house, end quote. Cops responded to a 911 call, identified the naked woman as Evelyn Washington, who is a 29-year-old Monroe resident whose home is a little more than a mile away from the victim's house. She looks a little older than 20. Those are rough 29 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just going to say that. Washington apparently entered the home through a broken window. An officer noted that she observed the bathtub to be full of water and a plate of food along with half-eaten Cheetos belonging to the victim on the toilet next to the tub.
Oh, man.
Now, you may be strung out, but have you ever been a plate of Cheetos on the toilet next to your bathtub strung out, Jason? Here's where those floating styrofoam disposable plates would have come in handy. Put your Cheetos on that if you're going to eat them in the tub. Just saying. Plan these things. She was arrested for burglary and criminal damage to property. She's in jail in lieu of $8,000 bond, which I don't see her coming up with. Oh, and here's some, you know, every now and then we, oh boy. Oh boy. This is new. A Florida man was arrested after allegedly striking his boyfriend in the head with a Big Mouth Billy Bass.
Hmm.
You remember those?
Mm-hmm.
Officers were called Sunday afternoon to a residence in Sebastian in connection with a reported domestic battery. Upon arriving at the home, cops found Larry Timmerman with a laceration on his head, an injury the victim said was caused by the Big Mouth Billy Bass thrown by Gregory Carney, who's 54. In interviews with Timmerman and Carney, cops determined the men, who have been domestic partners for 17 years, had been quarreling earlier in the day. At one point, Carney went into the den and began playing with his singing fish. Timmerman said that Carney continued doing this just to aggravate him.
Yep.
Hey, if you think gay couples aren't just like straight couples, seriously, people who've been together 17 years will absolutely sit around and do shit just to annoy the other person.
Oh yeah, or yeah. To get attention.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care what kind of attention, just attention.
After having to endure several Big Mouth Billy Bass performances, Timmerman, who's 52, removed the singing fish from the room and put it in the trash. When Carney discovered the novelty item was missing from the den, he asked him where it was. Timmerman responded that Billy Bass was now in the trash. Well, there was your mistake. Carney became angry, then fished the singing fish from the garbage and threw it at his boyfriend. Hitting him in the head. This guy's 54 years old. He looks like he's... If you told me he was 75 years old, I would not bat an eye.
Yeah.
He also a hard 54.
Yeah.
Hard 54. He admitted to throwing the singing fish, but said that he did not aim for Larry and struck him in the head on accident. He was arrested for domestic battery, a misdemeanor, booked into county jail, now free on $500 bond. So breaking into a stranger's house and eating Cheetos, $8,000. Throwing a Big Mouth Billy Bass at your boyfriend, $500.
Yeah.
There you go. Big Mouth Billy Bass. All right. Jason, you've been known to smoke the devil's cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
We just had 420, which for everybody who's a real pot enthusiast is Friday. Oh, it's 420. Yeah, because you didn't smoke pot every other day this week. Sorry. Sorry, it's true. well, in Indianapolis, a woman turned up at a fire station in the middle of the night, ringing the doorbell saying that her pet needed help. But it wasn't the obvious reason of a cat being stuck in the tree. She said that her pet raccoon had been exposed to a large amount of cannabis. There is a lot to unpack in
who was shotgunning the raccoon?
There's a lot to unpack in this story, so let me go back to that sentence one more time. The woman said her pet raccoon had been exposed to a large amount of cannabis. The fire captain, Mike Pruitt, and his team were scratching their heads after the incident. they tweeted out, Story of the day, our firefighters at Station 82 were awakened at 2 a.m. to a person seeking treatment for a pet raccoon. What was his illness, you ask? Well, the raccoon had smoked too much weed. Yes, it happened. As much as we love animals, there wasn't much they could do. Don't worry, the raccoon is okay.
Were you shotgunning the raccoon, man? Jason was shotgunning the raccoon.
Nope.
I don't believe that you've never shotgunned a raccoon.
Know what you're talking about.
You know, with the right cosplay girl, that could be kinky. Just saying.
He's thinking about it, too.
I guarantee you, if you Google that right now, there will be a porno that comes up with a chick dressed as a raccoon and a dude shotgunning her marijuana, and then they fuck. I guarantee it.
If not, we got in scene.
There you go. And scene. The firefighters could tell the raccoon was lethargic and met all of the symptoms that they typically run into when someone's been exposed to marijuana. That photo is not the raccoon. They felt bad because as much as they love animals, there wasn't much they could do except let time take its course. Said, we do appreciate that our citizens turn to us in their toughest moments for help. We hope in time the raccoon made a full recovery. Sorry, we couldn't do more. The raccoon's owners reportedly took the animal home to sleep it off. Mm. So, hello, states in the middle of the country. Oh, God, what is wrong with people?
I don't know.
What is wrong with people?
What's wrong with people?
What is wrong with people?
That's the kind of day I've had.
Oh, speaking of which, do you watch the Samantha Bee show?
I used to.
Okay, she did a thing this past week where she was saluting Beyonce. Because Beyonce was at Coachella and everybody's jizzed all over themselves over it. Wow. I didn't see it. Maybe it was the greatest thing ever. Don't know.
I didn't watch it either.
So, she's saying, look at that. Beyonce proved that you can find people of color to do jobs. And I'm like, So her bit was, she's like, we just spent 2 days and we found a whole group of black people who could do the whitest thing we could imagine. Jerry Seinfeld impressions.
What?
Jerry Seinfeld impressions. Hold on. Let me see if I can find this for you. Sam B. Jerry Seinfeld impression. It's the dumbest thing. Oh, yeah, here it is. Yeah, Samantha Bee. Oh.
She did a whole bit on it?
Yeah. Yep.
A whole bit.
Well, sort of a mini bit.
Okay.
Mini bit.
Did she get to go to Coachella?
No.
It's actually not that fucking hard to hire amazing women and people of color. Beyonce, she found 10 black women who can play violin while dancing and rocking a bold lip. Stop using "we can't find any" as an excuse when your workplace has only managed to hire one girl writer or black coder or vagina scientist. If you can't do it, it's because you don't want to. There are more than enough qualified people of color for whatever job you're hiring, no matter how obscure, even violin dancing. And to prove it, we started yesterday at 2 p.m., and it took exactly 3 hours and 45 minutes to hire 10 black people to do the whitest thing we could think of off the top of our heads, a Jerry Seinfeld impression.
They're in New York City. There's literally tens of thousands of people with nothing to do. Now, listen to the quality of the Jerry Seinfeld impressions.
Is it table tennis or is it ping pong? Pick a name. Sometimes the subway goes above ground. It should be called an above ground way.
Okay. First two, not bad.
Not bad.
Then we get to the women.
Ever go to one of these libraries? They're giving the books away. What's the deal with the internet?
Congratulations. You found people to say things Jerry Seinfeld would say.
Okay.
Hold on. There's only a few more, Kareem.
Uh,
Newman!
What's the deal with Starbucks? I thought they wanted you to sit.
What's the deal with political correctness? I like cars!
You know what? We found 9 people. Actually, he has lots of other skills. So. Newman!
The last one was one of their writers.
I got you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay. We didn't do what we... Okay, so we haven't been doing our...
Oh, hold on. I think I have what you're looking for.
And now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
Go ahead. You look like you got one brewing.
All right. So, I had a company, a function, a week or so ago. Yeah. They brought up the fact that, we had a speaker that came in and talked about, the minority, program for the state in our field.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, of course you hear white people grumbling about the minority thing. And I'm looking at the white women in the room and I'm like, you bitches do realize that you're fucking minorities, right? But no. White women don't consider themselves minorities. Samantha Bee didn't consider herself a minority in putting that shit together.
No.
Although, that's who benefited the most from fucking affirmative action is white women. The people who were the people who kept a lot of the shit going, a lot of the racism going after the Civil War and during the 50s and 60s, fucking white women, not allies, fucking instigators. The man in Michigan who shot at the kid who came to ask for directions. Why did he shoot at the kid who came for directions? Because his fucking wife was screaming, these people are trying to break in our house.
That is true.
He did not know what was going on. He reacted because she was screaming that the dude was trying to break in the house. She didn't know what the fuck he wanted. I'm pretty sure that a lot of times that the police have been called on black people, it's been white women. I'm almost 95% sure that that's who it is because white men generally don't give a fuck enough to call the police.
No, as long as you're not actually harming me.
As long as you're not fucking with them. So, generally, if it's somebody who's calling the police because they're being annoyed or because they're inconvenienced, it's a fucking white woman. That's who it is. So, therefore, Samantha Bee, fuck you with your bullshit. About hiring minorities when you are a fucking minority and you have a staff of minority because I'm pretty sure that most of your writers are white or women. So therefore,
yeah, she's got a British chick. She's got the African American girl. She has one white dude who is the most effeminate guy you'll meet. Yeah. Not gay, just effeminate.
Yeah.
Are the ones that you actually see on camera.
Right. So you are considered a minority. You are a minority hire.
Oh, she's also Canadian. Canadian.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Yes. Jesus, take the wheel.
Jesus, take the wheel. And my other last quick grievance, if you get hired for something, do your fucking job. I don't give a fuck what it is. Just do your fucking job. If somebody is paying you to do something, do the shit that you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm done. But, yeah, no. And last thing about women.
Okay.
If you say that you want, you stop saying that you want equality because that's not what you want. Stop saying that this is what you want. Say you want to get paid the same. Say you want to have equal access, but you don't want equality. You want to be able to do the shit that you want to do and not be called out on it. That's what you want to do.
All right.
And you're not being punished for being a woman. You are a woman. There are things that go with being a woman that are consequences that you just have to live with that shit the same way that we have to live with shit for being men. So.
All right. Kareem's girlfriend is white. And I, when he's having one of these moments on the show, I often wonder, what's it like at his house. Are there any moments like this? And what is the look that she has? Is it a look of death? Is it a look? Is there a lot of eye rolling?
I think she realizes he's talking about historically white women and not her. He doesn't. He's talking about her cousins.
No, because okay. When we originally met, she was afraid of me because of things like that. But as we've been together, she started to learn the history, and so now she sees the history and she's like, "Fuck white women too."
All right.
So, I mean. Or she gets that look of, fuck, I don't want to have to admit it, but that's what it is.
Why am I being lumped in with these assholes?
Yeah. I mean, like, fuck. Okay, so in order to get around what white people did in order to get around affirmative action was when the state started doing mandating for minority-owned businesses, they decided they would add women-owned businesses, too. So a lot of companies ended up being put in their wives' name because of that. And she worked for a company that was like that. And so she knows how the game's played.
Ah.
So she knows, so that's why she doesn't necessarily...
Yeah, there's lots of businesses to do. That's like, like, if you are a sole proprietor, like, that's, like, rule number one if you're in the construction industry. CSLB, like... They're the RMO. Yeah. Like, they become the RMO, and the wife is the majority owner, and it's now a woman-owned business. And that means you get special, you get access to special contracts. Like, there's actually set aside contracts. If you can be, in fact, if you're a disabled veteran, if you're a disabled veteran and you're a woman disabled veteran, like, you don't have to do anything. You can subcontract all your work. Like you have free money. You have free money.
Free money. Yeah.
I mean, that's free. You got. I mean, no doubt about it.
Yeah. Like I said before, because I watch documentaries and I watch a bunch of shit all the time. Like before, she was not aware of the stuff, but she didn't know. And then I would get those looks, but then now she knows, and she's like, "Fuck, I can't really argue with it."
All right.
So.
I was just curious.
Yeah, yeah.
Because how can you not be curious? Be like, what's this attraction like?
How did I get lucky with my wife?
Yeah. No, yeah.
Like that, when I first met her, I don't think she's one of those. She's one of those white women.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and he's not saying his girlfriend's one of those white women either.
Yeah. She used to be one of those white women, but she's not now. she'll admit it. So you know that's the shit.
Don't be one of those white women.
Can I ask you a question? Just so it's off subject, but it is kind of subject. New York, part of New England?
No.
Okay. Is that because you spent time in Vermont? Because like, I had two New Yorkers try telling me that it's considered part of New England.
It's not.
I said it's not part of New England.
There's six New England states, and you have to go. If you don't leave the United States or go in the water, you have to go through New York to get from anywhere else in the U.S. to New England. It's Rhode Island, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. That's New England.
So Alex, my buddy Alex, you know Alex.
I do.
And he's from New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was born in Manhattan.
Uh-huh.
And then my wife, who, even though she was born in North Carolina, was raised in upstate
Manhattan
New York.
New York City doesn't even consider upstate New York a part of New York.
No, I know. But both of them, well, he spent time in upstate New York, which means that he spent sometimes an hour north of Manhattan to him. But both of them, and I know you're from, like, Plattsburgh, so I can know, like, you have...
No, I'm from Vermont. I'm from New England.
So
But I graduated from SUNY Plattsburgh.
Yeah.
So I know that New England is six states, and New York is not one of them.
So why do they say that they're part of New England? Like, is that something, like, are New Yorkers jealous? Do they want to be part of New England? So
no. No, and here's what that is. There is a reputation that New York has... And New Yorkers have, a lot of times, that they're obnoxious assholes. And knowing Alex and knowing your wife a little bit, they don't want to be seen as obnoxious assholes.
Yeah.
So People, they don't, you don't have that stigma of someone from New England being an obnoxious asshole. That's because you don't really think about the people from Boston. They're
there you
assholes.
Go. Yeah, I was going to say, you must be, let's not be included in Boston.
Look, here's the thing. Everybody thinks New England is the fucking show Newhart. That's all they think it is. It's a goddamn bed and breakfast, country inn bullshit with Larry, Daryl, and Daryl. Google it, kids. And there's this idea, oh, the leaves turn, and then it snows, and then it's Ben and Jerry's, brought teddy bear. You don't fucking know anything. You know nothing at all. Nothing at all. You might as well tell me that Nevada is part of California. Fuck right off. It isn't. You know what else Nevada isn't? It's not part of Arizona. It's not. You know what else? California is not part of the Pacific Northwest.
Nope.
At all. No matter how much, if you live up in Eureka, you might want to think you are. You're not. Own who you are. Be who you are. Be proud of what you are. And if you're not, leave and be something else.
Exactly.
This is fucking America. You can be anything you want. We have a half-baked, moronic Cheeto man who's running the country. What more example do you need that you can do and be anything you want in America?
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
I didn't have an out for that. Hey, speaking of New York, it's time to see what the people in Plattsburgh, New York are talking about and speak out.
Oh, sidewalks.
Well, you'd be surprised. First off, they're talking about hypocrisy. If Barack Obama had been accused of consorting with strippers and the like, Republicans would have split a gut with indignation. Now that there's a Republican in the White House, it's different. Such hypocrisy. He's not really a Republican.
Yeah.
FYI.
No.
Somebody else, being really topical, said, when will I say mission accomplished? After I vote this coming November. I was stopped on the Northway yesterday. By the way, that's the interstate highway going through there. Okay. Yeah, Adirondack Northway. I was tinkering with my device and a state trooper noticed. I was apologetic, and even though my small trailer had a couple of deficiencies, the trooper gave me a warning and told me to drive safely. Phew! I will repair the lamps and get it inspected. I promise! And thank you, trooper!
Wait, it says that it was sent from her iPhone.
She did not learn her lesson.
Clearly not. Hey, maybe it was a guy. You don't know. If you take your children hunting, killing animals, before they know how to make that knowledgeable decision, is that child abuse? You can do the same thing to their minds. Just take them to a slaughterhouse.
I kind of disagree with you there.
No.
Like, I don't think that that's the same. And if... I really have... Unless you're raising a kid that's, like, vegan and doesn't partake in anything that's made it from animals or anything, you should the kid should know how to, what hunting and killing an animal is about. Like, it's kind of ridiculous.
By the way, if you're taking a kid hunting, they're old enough to actually shoot a gun, which means they're at least 10 to 12 years old on the low side. And at 10 to 12 years old, they are certainly capable of understanding that.
And if you're, and if you live in the country, they've already slaughtered animals by the time they got to 10 to 12 years old.
Possibly. But, you know, there is a difference between animal abuse and hunting.
Yeah. I never thought of hunting as, going to the slaughterhouse.
No, it's not the same. Now, if you're doing one of those Dick Cheney hunting trips where you're just walking around a cage waiting to shoot your lawyer in the face.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Finally, with the budget time approaching, can any school district afford to pay salaries to former administrators that have been released by the district and relieved of their duties? Can a district afford someone who spends time out of the office coaching sports and collecting in excess of
$10,000? $10,000!
Coaching sports, $10,000.
Well, I mean, I guess if you coached all the sports,
good for them.
Yeah,
they're fit.
First of all, I don't know that their numbers are right when they're doing that. But
$10,000
over the course of a year, I suppose, if you do.
I mean, yeah, you
football,
would have to
basketball,
be. Yeah,
baseball.
You'd have to be doing multiple sports to do that. But, yeah.
Yeah, maybe you're the athletic director.
But that means you're working your ass off.
Yeah.
That means your wife, if you're married, is never seeing you, or your husband is never seeing you.
Your lover.
Yeah.
Lover.
Your lover.
Lover. I never see my lover.
That might be why you coach all those sports.
That could be it.
Or maybe you're doing it with your lover.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
My lover.
Lava. All right. So, in conclusion, stop being an asshole.
Stop being an asshole.
That's our theme for the last, like, 3-4 weeks. Stop being an asshole.
Dude, that's the theme of the show.
Theme of the show.
That's the entire theme of the show, always. And how do you support the show that tells you not to be an asshole? Well, it's by doing your Amazon shopping through that Shop Amazon tab at the top of NateDarlingShow.com. It does not cost you anything extra. It helps support the show, and we do appreciate it. So go ahead and do that for yourself. It's springtime, for God's sake. Get yourself something nice.
Something simple.
Something for summer, maybe. Get ready for it.
Yeah, just get ready by going to Amazon. Through Nate Darling.
My Prime membership is up. Soon.
Oh.
Not renewing it because we decided we don't need two in the family.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah. You know,
because that's why we're doing it. Because it's like, why are we spending $200 and some odd on a Prime membership?
Yeah,
it's like no, just the one's plenty. So I'm going back to the regular member. Here's a fun thing though. So they've got the 2-day Prime shipping. Sometimes they wait 3 days to ship something. So it's not really any faster anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, you should be able to set it up where because you guys have the same address that you're on her account.
Yeah, I'm just going to use her login.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a problem.
But you can link your account too.
Yeah, you can link it that way.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
No.
Yeah, that's what Chris. I mean, I still have all my own history and stuff.
We've got a lot of history. We've got a lot of history of stuff.
Got a lot of history.
All right, everybody, we'll be back on Friday with another fresh new episode. We're going to tackle the really important things that time, including the political views of Shania Twain and Kanye West said, what now? Bye.